around the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. Ushbezichni the Rapapa. Rapapa's balabos, his host. But Amri Lo Ahu Gavra the Osla Kamir Rapapa. And some say Vistam, somebody who came, a stranger who came before Rapapa. Havile Hanach Beitzim Mishabbos LiYontif. He had eggs that were laid on Shabbos, and he wanted to know if he could eat them the next day, which was Yontif. Osla Kame. Omerle Maula Mechlinu Lamacher. Can I eat these eggs tomorrow? Omerle Zilho Idna Vesala Macher. He said, come back tomorrow. Because he couldn't paskin, he had just drunk wine, and he was incapable of paskining at that point. Derav lamoki amora alei miyoma tova lechavrei mishum shikras, because Rav Papa did like Rav, that Rav did not give a shear from yontif, from one yontif to the other, because he drank wine, and you're not allowed to paskin after you drank it, even a revius of wine. Rashi, the Rav Lamoki Amorolai, the Hoya Maimid Maturgam Lafon of Lidrosh Drosh Lerabim, Mioma Tova Lechavrei, Kolomra Mishos, Mishosso Hayom, Yom Tov, the Hainu Laacher Suda Ad Lamacher. From after his Suda on Yontif, or Shabbos, he didn't give a shear. Mishum Shikris, the Rav Uroi Havimori, the Drosha Shalom, the Paskin Shilas in the Drosha. Kidamrin and Bakrisis. The shikr also lahoros, the chsiv yain v'sheikr lo teish, the chsiv lahoros of Bnei Israel, and what's considered a shikr is even one revius of wine. Ki also lamacher, so when the guy came back the next day on Yontif to find out if he could eat his eggs, omer lei, eichu, hashta, ishtaloi, v'amri loch, if I had answered you yesterday, I would have made a mistake. And I would have told you, Rav Rav Yochanan, halachik Rav Yochanan, that the machlok is Rav and Rav Yochanan, the halacha is Rav Yochanan, right? And I would have told you that, what's it called, Rashi, Echu Hashtim, Horesi Lecho Esmo, Bishikrusi, had I paskin for you yesterday, when I was a little bit dizzy, Ishtaloi, Shochachti, Vishogarti, I would have made a mistake. Vayisi Mora Boheter, I would have told you it's Mutter, Mishum Dekaimelon, Bishar Duchti, Rav, Rav Yochanan, like Rav Yochanan. Right? I would have assumed the halacha is like Rav Yochanan, and therefore I pushed you off good. And today I remember that in this case the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan, right? Ha Amar Rava halucha zekavasi. The Rav Bahani class, the halacha is like Rav in three things: bein lekula, bein lechumra, right? Bein lekula or lechumra, the halacha is like Rav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what are these three things? Eitzim shenoshum in hadegel b'shabbes, also lasikum b'yom tov. Right, Rabbi Yochanan said that if you have trees, wood that fell off the tree on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to use them for firewood on Yontif that follow Shabbos. The Alta Shivenu Beitza, I hold, Rabbi Yochanan says, the Beitza Shenolda B'Yontif is Mutter on Shabbos, or Beitza Shenolda B'Shabbos Mutter on Yontif that follows it. My time of Beitza Mishum Debiyome Nomi Chazi Legoma, because you could have eaten it raw on Shabbos too. The lo kashori le ad lamacher, and since you could have eaten it on Shabbos and you're not, people know that it's asur on Shabbos. You're matur on Yontif. They know it's only mutter on Yontif, right? Made the yadi the bas yoma asura, but eitzim the lo chasil yomai, but eitzim you couldn't do anything with on Shabbos, right? Ishori le lamacher. If you'll tell people it's mutter on Yontif the next day. They'll come to say that really it was mutter on Shabbos, but there's nothing you could do with it on Shabbos, right? And the esmo mishum Shabbos would lo chazi lasaka. And in a similar situation where it'll be what's it called yontif before Shabbos, they'll be mutter on yontif because they'll say even when Shabbos before yontif is probably mutter on the first day too, except you couldn't do anything with it because it was Shabbos. So therefore, it's aser, something that you couldn't have used the first day, and it's clear that you only matter the second day. The first day is Osir, then it's Osir even on the second day. Okay, Rashi. Hilchos kavasi the Rab Bahani class. Sha'omer le'inin beitza zu mishabes v'yantif, ulekamei b'shnei yomim tov mishal galios nechlek lahakil. right? These three things. One is what Rav said, the Gabi Beya from Shabbos to Yontif. And later on, the third case is the 2 days of Yontif, where he's Mekel. What's done on one, late on one day is Mutter the second day. Vashlishi, and the third thing, Bishnei Yomim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah Nechlik Lahachmer. And by the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, he holds his Yuma Richta, and he's Asers from the first day to the second day. So those are the three halachas. In all of these, the halachas like Rav, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. Okay, so therefore, what's it called? The halacha is like Rav, that it would be Aser. Okay. Hilchos, oh, we get it, which is ready. Minadekel, Shanishbar B'Shabbos, right? The wood fell off the tree on Shabbos. Also, Vasikam B'Yontif, HaSomachlo. So you're not allowed to use that wood on Yontif the next day. The Altishiveni Beitza, Shamarti Bo Nolda B'Zeh Mutaris B'Zeh. I say, what's it called? The Rabbi Yochanan said, I hold that Beitza Shanolda B'Shabbos is Mutar the Yontif. They're two Kedushas, and vice versa. That's only by a Beitza. Because if you're matur at the second day, you know the first day was osir. Because if the first day was mutter, you could have eaten the egg raw. But if I matur the wood on Yontif, people will say it really was mutter on Shabbos too, but you couldn't do anything with it on Shabbos. Dehacha shayich lemeisor tvei. In this case of the wood, there's more reason to osir it on the second day. My time of beitza, kiven de biyoma ilav dasira mishum de nol de b'Shabbos havichazi legom lechayim. If it wouldn't be that a beya that's born on Shabbos is usher on Shabbos, I would have told you if you want to eat it raw, you can gargle with it if you want to be a chazan or whatever. Sheyesh b'nei adam gomim kaf. Some people eat raw eggs. V'lo shari le'marad l'macher, and I didn't tell you it's mutter on Shabbos, therefore you know that an egg that's laid on Shabbos or Yontif is usher on that day. Meidei yadei ki sharis le'macher. You'll know if he's matur the next day, the Eshma lo sharis to Bas Yom Asira. That in another case, when it'll be laid on Yontif, you'll know that it's usher to eat on Yontif. Aval eitzim de Shabbos, kiven de biyome beladis or muktsanomi lo chosu, shein mevarin eish de Shabbos, but wood, right, if I'm telling you it's mutter on Yontif, you'll think it was mutter on Shabbos too, but it has nothing to do with it. You can't use it for fire on Shabbos. Yishari l'machar asil meimar im nachlu bo b'yom nam yisharu. The esmo shalo b'yarnu mishum de Shabbos l'chazi l'asaka. The only reason we didn't use it yesterday because it wasn't possible. But had it been Yontif, we would have been able to use it yesterday. So that's why by Eitzim he holds that even though normally by Beitza Shanolda on Shabbos is mutter on the next day Yontif, Eitzim are not mutter the next day Yontif. Omer of Masna. Eitzim shenoshrum in adekel etocha tanur biyontif. You had what's it called a tree above an oven, and the wood broke and fell directly into the oven. So now you have muktzah wood in the oven. Okay? An yontif. So mar balem eitzim muchanim, you put in more wood. So there's rove of mutter wood. Umasikot, and you're allowed to use the muktzah wood to its bottle barov. Samara says, "V'hakom ha'pet b'sura." When you'll stoke the fire, you're going to be moving the muktzah directly. Given the ruba detera ninu ki ma'hapet metera k'ma'hapet. No, since rove is mutter, when you move it, it's the miut is bottle in the rove, and you're allowed to move the miut too.
Simple rove.
V'hakom mavatli sura lechatchila lemaisi or mavatul and isur lechatchila by these kind of things, where it's not the eating things. Right, they don't. There's not those such things as shishim tam. It's a bottle barov. Where it says v'hakam avatli sur lechatchila. Right, the tznan ain mevatlan isur lechatchila. Right, lechora what's it called? You're not allowed mevatlan isur lechatchila. Right, here the thing wasn't bottle. There wasn't rove eitzim of heter, and you're adding it on purpose. You can't do that. Where it says honey mile b'diraisa, aval b'dirabonim mevatlan. Only midrash min atori you can't bevatel isur lechatchila midrabanan, but an isur drabanan since the whole isur mevatel isur lechatchila is only an isur drabanan, it doesn't apply to isurei drabanan. And Tosas here has a whole thing that lemaisa we find cases where it is usur afilu ben isur drabanan, and that's the halach. So Tosas mechalek between something that is ikur midrabanan, like we said the other day, the other thing. The there are Isurei Derabanan who be'ikr, they're Isurei Deraisa, but because of the situation, they're only Derabanan in this case. Those kind of things, it can't be Mavato. It's only something like Mukta, which has no Makor in the Torah. It's only a Derabanan Dika Isur. There, what's it called? It's a different story. But, for instance, Truma, that's Derabanan. There is Truma Deraisa. So even by Truma Derabanan, you can't be Mevatlet. Other Rishonim say different chilukim. That, what else? Okay, Nick, there's other, but that's what Tosa says. Tosa says by something that's Osir Midrabanan, that has an Ikr Minatori, you can't be Mevatlet Isir either. Okay. And there are other Rishonim, even in that you can't be Mevatlet. Ularavashi, the Amr called Dover Sheshla Matirin, Afilu Bidurabon and Loboto, Maikala Mamer. According to Ravashi, who said Dover Sheshla Matirin is never bottled, this is Dover Sheshla Matirin. Don't use it on Yontif, wait till tomorrow, it'll be mutter without any bittle. Mar says, Honey Mila Hechadisali Surah Be'ena. That's only where the Isser is still intact. Hocha Mikila Kali Surah, but over here you're burning the Isser. So therefore, what's it called? Even Ravashi holds that even though it's a Dover Sheshla Matirin, it's bottle. Okay, Rashi. V'haka mahapich bi'isura, kishemolichin b'taner mizlovis, when you move it in the oven from place to place, you stoke the fire, you're going to be moving the, what's it called, the eitzim of mukta too. Samar says, Be'atera ma'apasha isu, bottle baroth. No, since it's bottle, it's bottle. And when you move it, you're moving the, what's it called, well, something that's mutter. Samar says, Vaka mavatli isur b'yadayim, usnan in mavatli isur l'chatchila. The afagav the isur of bottle baruba, honey mila hechad yirayv mail. That's only where it got mixed in by accident, by itself. Ava laruve o betule b'yadayim osur, but to mavatli it on purpose, that's osur. Tohach itnam esechus trumos, saw truma shenofla toch tisha v'tisha the chazav enofla saw shel chulinim shogeg mutter. You had what's it called, the saw of truma that fell into 99 saws of chulin, so it's osur, it's dimua, because it's not 100 to 1. And if another one fell in, then if it fell in b'shogeg, then the whole thing's mutter now. Then b'mezid he pilal also saw achrona, but if you put it in on purpose to be mavatlit kedei lahashlin mea chulin lala saw truma osur. B'deraisa could go truma. B'derabonik could go muktzah d'hacha, that you don't say ein mevatlin nisul v'chatchila. Okay, let's go on. Itmar. Shnei yomim tovim shel golios. Rav Omar nolda b'zeh muteres b'zeh. The two yomim tovim misofik, right, in chutz laretz. 2 days yontif. So Rav says that what was born on the first day Yontif is mutter on the second day Yontif. Ravasi Omer nolda b'zeh asura b'zeh. And Ravasi holds that it's asur. It's born this first day Yontif, it's asur the second day Yontif. Lema kasova Ravasi, kedusha achasi. The chor of the machlokas is whether they're two kedushos, and they're only asur mamish misafik, and therefore, if it was born the first day, and the first day is Yontif, then the second day is not Yontif. So it's mutter the second day. If it was born the first day, and the first day is not Yontif, then it wasn't born on Yontif. So it's mutter the second day. So Manav Shach, it's mutter the second day. And Ravasi holds no, it's one Kedusha. The Rabbanim, when they asked it, they made it like one long Kedusha, and then there's no Manav Shach. It's not, well, both days are Yontif. Right? And therefore, it was born the first day, it's also the second day too. But Ravasi, Mavdil Miyom Atuva Lechavrei, Ravasi used to say Havdalah the night after the first day of Yontif. Because that's the day that, what's it called, he missed to say Havdalah. Because if the first day is Yontif, then now it's time for Havdalah. So he used to say Kiddush and Havdalah together the second night. The second night. Where it says, Ravasi spuke misapkele. Ravasi wasn't sure if it's one Kedusha or two Kedushas. If it's all one long Kedusha, then you don't make Havdalah after the first night. You wait till the second night, and that's when the long two-day Yontif is over. What?
Abdullah would be a brachah of Abdullah.
Why?
Or Kiddush would be. One of them in Manish after the brachah of
Abdullah. I will see. 1 second. It's a good question. Okay. Ravasi spuke misapkile. Ravasi had a suffix. Va'avid hacha l'chumra, v'hacha l'chumra. And he did both l'chumra. He was machmir. Maybe it's two different kedushas, and therefore you have to say Avdalah. And maybe it's one kedusha, and you have to say Kiddush. You don't have to say Havdalah. So it was machmir. So they asked, how can it be machmir? The ma'aseh to bracha l'vatalah. Right? Safik brachas l'hakil. So here it's different, because first we have to ascertain whether it's yontif or not. The shaila is not on the bracha. The shaila is, what is this day? So first we say that what's it called is misufik, whether it's this way or that way. First we have to ascertain that misufik, maybe it's what's it called, motzei yontif, and you have to make Havdalah. Once we pass, and you have to make Havdalah, you can make the bracha too. So with the Maishal Halach is not like Rav Asi, and part of the reason is because of this idea. Either because you can't do a Tarti disaster, you can't make Havdalah and Kiddush at the same time. Either it's Chol or it's Kodesh, you can't do both. That's why we don't paskin like Rav Asi. Or because Taka, it's a bracha levatola, right? Because Safik brachas lahaka. And even though we make a bracha, what's it called, on the second day Yontif, right, Kiddush, Chor is also Safik. Why don't you say Safik brachas lahaka? Because that was the takana. The takana was to keep 2 days Yontif, and it's not a bracha levatola. That was the takana of the Rabbanim, to make Kiddush. We're not doing it because of Safik. Doing because it's takana the rabban. Om Reb Zera kavosi the Ravasi mistabra, right? It makes sense what Ravasi did, that it's one long kedusha. Why? Deho idno yadinim bekviyah diarcha. We know when Rosh Chodesh is. We know when what's it called when Yontif is. We know for sure the first day is Yontif. Second day is not Yontif. Deko avdinim treyome, and still we make 2 days. So we're not making 2 days misafik. We're making 2 days because the Rabbanan made a takon that you have to keep 2 days. Om Rabbaya, kavasi the Rab mistabra. No, makes more sense like Rab. Disnan, barishon nohayu masin masuos, mishakilklu akosim, hiskinu shushluchim yosim, right? In the beginning, they used to make bonfires, and then the whole Golis, all of Bavel knew when Rosh Chodesh was. There was no Suffolk anywhere. But when the Kusim started sending false shluchim to what's it called to destroy the calendar, so the date, and to confuse the Klal Yisrael, so they couldn't rely anymore on what's it called on the bonfires. So they what's it called they the Kusim used to make the bonfire the wrong night to fool them. So they sent shluchim, and then the shluchim had to be corroborated that they were in fact shluchei based. So he couldn't have a kusi impersonate a shliach beis, and they needed eidim to be meyed on who the shluchim were, right? And then the shluchim couldn't get to everywhere. So then it became that till where the shluchim could get, which was all of Eretz Yisrael, by the 15th, they kept 1 day, and wherever the shluchim couldn't get, which was in Chutz Laaretz, they kept 2 days. That's when they started keeping 2 days. Right. So lechora, now that we know kviyas hayoreach, so why taka do we keep 2 days? Mishum deshalchu misam, because they sent from Eretz Yisrael. Izor b'minigav olseichem b'yedchem b'yodeichem. Zimnin deGozra malchus kseira v'asilakul kule. Right, that you have to keep it because of minigav olseichem b'yedchem. Even though now there's no real reason to keep it, but keep it because maybe the malchus will be gozer, that they won't be able to send shluchim or whatever, and what's it called, you won't know when Yontif is. So maybe the thing will go back to the way it was before, and we won't know kviyah of the yarcha, so therefore you have to keep 2 days. So they what did they do? They made it as if it was a suffix. So that's why Rav says it's not one long kedusha, it's 2 separate days. It's as if it was the way that it was when it was a suffix. Rashi. Shel Golios, Shein Olsen Osel Abnei Golios, Harachokim Yibazdin. Why is it called Yontif Sheini Shel Golios, Shnei Yomim Tovim? Because they only keep it in Golos. Far away from Bezdin, where the Shluchim didn't get to. The Ein HaShluchim Echolim Lagiyat, Zolmi Rosh Chodesh Ad Yontif. Lo Diyom Beze Yom Nikba Chodesh. Im Biyom Shloshim, Im Biyom Shloshim Ve'echot. Ba'osim beiz yomim tov misafik. U'midiraisa biyom arishin shabbosin v'yom ashvi shabbosin v'sulo. In the Torah, there's never 2 days yontif. It's always one day yontif. That's it. The beginning of the yontif and the end. But in Golios, we're far away from Basin, where the shluchim didn't get, and they had a suffix, which day had been declared as Rosh Chodesh, Mamela, which day was yontif, 15 days later, that's where they kept 2 days, misuffic. Muteres bezed, dechad minayu cholu, mimonif shoshari. Rav held that if an egg was laid the first day, you can eat it the second day, mimonif shoch. Asura bezek and parish lazu. And Ravasi held its asur. Even on the second day, as the Gemara will explain why. So Gemara says, Lema kasav Ravasi kedusha achasi. The reason he holds its asur is because when they made the takana, the second day yontif, they made it as one long day. Chachomim kovum al b'nei golo la'sosum l'doros mach mesothik zeh v'itilum aleim kechomer yom aruch. They made it like one long day of Isser. Not, they didn't make it as 2 days of sothik. Gemara says, v'horavasi ma'avdu l'mavorech ha'mavdu in kodesh l'chol. V'kesover kimlon b'kviya diyarcha v'yontif sheni chol gomeru. You see, the Ravasi didn't know there was one long day. He made Havdalah on what's it called, the end of the first day. Because we know when that the first day is really yontif. So Menela at the first night, after the first day, is chol min ha-Torah. Mishum minigav osenu shelo yodu b'kviya sayoreach kamonu v'asom misofik mi'aleim anachnu osim osof. The second day he kept misafik. But really the first day was, we know for sure, is yontif. So he made Havdalah. So he couldn't hold it one long day. Because it was one long day, this, for sure, the Rabbanim made it one long day. You don't make Havdalah at the end of the first day. Well, he says, no, Sluke Misafti. He wasn't sure whether it was one long day or 2 days Misafti. So he made Havdalah L'chumra, and he also said that the egg is also the second day L'chumra. Smisapkele imchok chachomim hu, shehutla ala golis l'doros, v'afilu yirbu hem chachomim yodei ha'itim yosim ososhnayim, even if for some reason they'll know when Rosh Chodesh is, still it'll have to keep 2 days, so it's one long day. Im kein harehu midivrei sofrim kiyom aruch, oh, im hem asum me'alea misafik, or they did it, it's a legitimate safik. That's why they did it, not of a takana, that you have to keep 2 days. They kept 2 days because it's a legitimate safik. Echad minayu cholam, one of them is chol. Ulaman de kimle bekvir de yarcha boy avdule. And somebody who knows when Rosh Chodesh is will have to make Havdalah. So he wasn't sure, so he made Havdalah, and yet he held it the second day, the exhauster, because maybe it's taka one long day. Kahosi de Ravasi mistabra, the osher. Kimlon de kvir de yarcha, what's the proof that it's one long day? We know when Rosh Chodesh is. Al yidei cheshvon, shemachashvin told us, one of the maidim in Nirabiyom Shlosh Malo. We have a cheshvin, we have a calendar. Right? Shalos, so when this happened, the Rambam seems to say that they already were not Mekadosh al-Pi Ariyah from the time of the Tanoim. And others say that from it's still in the time of Bayin Rava, they still were Mekadosh al-Pi Ariyah. And Hillel, who was Mesak in the calendar, was a Hillel who lived in the time of Bayin Rava. Wasn't the Hillel, what's it called, the Tana, Hillel Hasheni. Right, so Machlokas, when exactly they started to be Mekadosh, the Levana, not al-Pi Ariyah? In the time of the Amoraim or in the time of the Tanoi? The Avdin and Treyome, Al Mechok Kavuahu, Mitakonis Nachoma Yisrael, Arachokim, Asos Mafil, Belo Safi. Hilke Kachad Yom, Aricha Shavinu. We know when Rosh Chodesh, we still keep 2 days. So it must be because of what's it called, because the Rabbanim made a Gzeira to keep 2 days, not because of the Safi, because there's no Safi anymore. Where it says, no, Kavosi the Rav Mestabra. Even though that's the case, but the reason for it is not because it's one long day. She'eno chok, elamidaigas ha-sothik ichmiru maleim ha-golios. Now, it's not because of the takonah de rabbanon to keep 2 days, it's because of a sothik. We keep it even though we have no sothik. We keep it because maybe things will go back to the way they were before. So, conduct yourself as if there would be a sothik. But we still do it, me sothik. Okay, we didn't get here. Yeah, Barishona, kodim shekilkulu akusim. The yisiu hei masus biyom shalokavu bo'achodesh. Before the kusim messed everything up by making bonfires on the wrong day, kidei lahatosir, in order to make us make mistakes. Masiya masuos, kamo la'losun masas ho'oshim minoir. Means to raise a fire up. Simen taveru, v'rashashonim eforish lehu. That's how they would let people know when Rosh Chodesh was declared. They would make bonfires on the tops of the mountains, and we'll go from mountain to mountain until the entire Bavel would know that same night because of the fires. In those times, they only kept one day Yontif everywhere. But after that, they sent out Shluchim to let them know when Rosh Chodesh was. Wherever the Shluchim could get till the 15th of the month, which was Yontif, they knew where Rosh Chodesh was. Past that, they didn't know. The Asharos, people past that kept 2 days. The Ilu Botlu Akusim, Hadrinim Vavdina Masuos, Barosha Harim, the Edu Akol. Right? And if it wouldn't have been for what's it called, the Kusim, they would have made bonfires and everybody would have known. The Avdi Chadyoma, the Cholduchta, the Hoedna Nomi, Hechad, the Motu Shluchim, Kodim Yontif, Avdi Chadyoma, same thing over here. Where there's no Sothik, you only keep one day. Shema Minor, Lo Kavum, Aleim, but Takana Ledoros. Wasn't it Takana Ledoros? It was, wherever there's a Sothik, there's a Sothik. We do it now and there's no Sothik, because they said, the Malchus will make a Gzeira the way Rashi learns this, and we won't be able to learn Torah. They won't know how to be Koveya, the calendar. So Menela, they'll have the Suffolk again. So since it's possible that the Suffolk will come back, so keep it now as if the Suffolk still existed. The Tavdu no Michad Yoma, V'asil Kukule V'lasos Choser Mole Yomole Choser, Betochu Chometz Pesach. And if they won't know how to make the Cheshbon, then they'll keep the wrong day. So therefore, since it's possible the Suffolk will come back, keep it as if it's a Suffolk. So Asura, we didn't give you.